Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, Two for Tuesday. Gets kicked off right here. 773, area code requested some Santana. That's Dance Sister Dance on Two for Tuesday. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell. And then at 6, the one, the only, Steve Cochran for your morning drive. Coming up in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to be talking about celebrities with albums that you probably never knew existed. And many celebrities with recorded albums that shouldn't have existed. And we'll talk about that. And this is in honor of Kiefer Sutherland, who's going to release an album of country songs later this year. Because when I think country music, I think Jack Bauer immediately. So we'll get into that in a bit. Today is it is Tuesday. It is Two for Tuesday. And also, it is Free Tacos Tuesday at Taco Bell. So this is a, I guess this is a real thing. So I here's what it says. Although the Cleveland Cavaliers won the series, you can thank the Golden State Warriors for being able to score a free taco on Tuesday. Taco Bell teamed up with the NBA for a promotion called Steal a Taco, which gives fans free tacos if a team steals a win on the road. The Warriors won against Cleveland in Game 4, and now fans across the country can get free Taco Locos taco between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at participating Taco Bell restaurants. To find the Taco Bell near you, visit tacobell.com/steal-a-taco. Well, all right. That's awesome. Now, you could conceivably, if you really wanted to today, Esmeralda, I know how much you love Taco Bell. You could go from Taco Bell to Taco Bell to Taco Bell to Taco Bell all over the country just today and eat 8,000 tacos for free. Because I'm assuming it's one taco per store. Because it's just a free taco, right?
Right. There's at least five in the vicinity of my neighborhood.
So you could...
Like within... The farthest one is 5 miles away.
So you could, in a five-mile radius, you could get five free tacos today.
Yes.
Five-mile radius from your house.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I think so.
That's awesome. But it's the but you have to get the Doritos Locos taco.
Right.
That's the problem.
Which, I mean, I like Doritos.
Yeah. Have you ever had one of those?
No. I don't even remember. It's been years since I've had Taco Bell.
Okay. The Doritos Locos taco, it's fine. I mean, it's crap. It's Taco Bell, so it's good, and it's crap. It's crap good. That's what Taco Bell is. And I, you know, and I happen, as I've mentioned before, I happen to love Taco Bell. And as we've mentioned many, many times on the show, it's not Mexican food. Anybody who thinks that Taco Bell is Mexican food has never eaten proper Mexican food. So let's just get that straight right there. And you know, and I know, Esmeralda, you kind of are baffled by why anybody would go to Taco Bell.
Well, I'm baffled here in the city.
Right.
And there's so much late-night Mexican food.
Right. And good, really good and authentic Mexican food.
And even if it's not that good, it's a bit, it's a higher up than a Taco Bell.
Right. And I understand. I totally understand. But the Taco Bell to me is in a different category. Like, it's not Mexican food. It's just a bunch. It's Taco Bell. I don't even know what... It's just Taco Bell. I don't know what it is.
By the way, if you're really... For some reason, there's one on Randolph, and it opens earlier on the weekends.
Earlier on the weekends?
Or wait. I don't know. This time thing is weird. Because it says 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
So then it's 24 hours?
Maybe it's p.m.
No, maybe it's 24 hours.
Yeah,
well, wait a minute.
Randolph.
Why on Randolph? It's not going to be open 24
yeah,
hours
be
on
24.
Randolph. What? Where? Randolph and what?
100 West.
No, that's not going to be open 24 hours.
Yeah.
Who the hell's going to go there?
Well, at 6:30 today, we could go.
6:30 in the morning.
Yes.
We can go and get our free taco.
Right.
But see, and as I've said, I'm not crazy about the Doritos Locos taco. I mean, it's fine. But my issue is that, you know how when you eat Doritos? And Cheetos and stuff like that, you get that crap all over your fingers?
Right. It's going to be times 10 with this thing.
I've had it. I've had the Doritos Locos Taco.
Well, don't you leave it in the wrapper?
No, I didn't. I just took it like a regular, like a Taco Bell taco with the crunchy shell, and I take it and eat it.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, leave the wrapper so then you kind of have like a little holder.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I guess that's what you're supposed to do, but I didn't do that. And
cover yourself in Dorito dust.
Yeah, because I was eating a taco. Like, I always eat, when I go to Taco Bell and I get a taco, I don't wrap the wrapper around it. I pick up the taco and I eat it.
But that's your complaint.
Yeah, there's too much. It's just too much.
Too much Dorito?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not a big flavored chip fan.
Yeah.
So this could be too much. But then again, it could be nice.
I had the regular, you know, Dorito, you know, flavored one. Because they also have the Cool Ranch flavored shell. And then the hot flame and lip flame. I think that's the actual name of it. The hot flame lip, hot flame.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the regular Doritos, and I was not crazy. I only had it one time. I just had it the one time.
I'm kind of tempted to go get one.
Well, it's free. Why not try it?
I know.
So it's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Oh, we can't go at 6:30.
Oh, we can't.
Because it's 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Darn.
And it's only at participating Taco Bell restaurants. So you got to make sure that your Taco Bell is participating. You know, I bet there's like one participating Taco Bell in each state that's participating.
And it's in the middle of Illinois.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, if you want to get your free taco, you want to check out, why don't you check out tacobell.com/stealataco?
Now, let me tell you, I'm looking at this, and it just says find the Taco Bell near you.
But it says
under the Steal a Taco. And then it just shows you all the tacos. So I'm assuming they're all participating.
Oh.
I would think.
Oh. So, all right.
Because, I mean, people would riot.
People would riot
yeah,
if they
hear about,
if
like,
they
I want my free taco, and they get real mad. Have you ever been, you've been around Wrigleyville and that Taco Bell.
Yes.
It gets ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, those are idiots.
Right. But, you know, free tacos.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Doritos Locos Taco from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Free Taco Tuesday.
The name says it all. Doritos Locos.
Because you're crazy.
Tacos.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I remember when they first started advertising when it first came on the market, the Doritos Locos Taco, which is just it's a Taco Bell taco, and the shell is made out of Dorito. There was a story that the first commercial, I don't know if you remember this, but the first set of commercials that they had advertising the Doritos Locos Taco focused on a guy who drove like 2,000 miles to the closest test marketing. When he heard that they were test marketing, he drove like 2,000 miles so he could taste the Doritos Locos Taco. This is how dedicated this guy was and how excited he was about the idea of a taco being served in a shell made of Doritos.
Which, also, you could just put taco meat into a small bag of Doritos.
Exactly my point. This idiot drove 2,000 miles. All he had to do, here's a real easy solution, moron. Go get a taco at Taco Bell. Go across the street to the 7-Eleven. Buy a bag of Doritos and dump the taco into the bag of Doritos and eat it. Don't drive 2,000 miles when the solution is right in front of your face.
Right. And there's a place now. It's called Taco in a Bag.
Oh, yeah. It's in Lincoln. It's in Lincoln Square.
Yeah.
Right on the corner of Wilson and Lincoln.
Yeah. And then there's also just Frito Pies, which is essentially
that. We had the Taco in the Bag guys on the show.
Yeah. No, they're great. Pat Bertoletti.
Yeah, had them on the show because they were on that crazy food. What was the name of that? Food Village?
Food Court Wars.
Food Court Wars. Right. Food Court Wars.
And I think we talked to them because Pat is a competitive eater.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we had them on the show a couple of times, and it's a great product. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I've had it. It's wonderful.
So, all right. Well, anyway, that's not free. You go in there, you're not going
to
get
tacos. No, you have to pay full price. But it's worth it, actually.
It's so good. Yeah, it's so good. But anyway, so if you're into the taco free Tuesday taco, go to the Taco Bell near you. If you want to find your Taco Bell near you, go to tacobell.com/stealataco. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. today, you get a free Doritos Locos Taco. Make sure that they have the holder. I don't think I got a holder.
Well, no, yeah, the wrapping.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do that, though. But there's actually, from what I understand, there's actually a holder that it comes with. Oh.
All right.
That it comes with.
I just thought they'd give you a paper.
Well, let me put it to you this way. When I had the paper. Doritos, no, it actually comes with like a Dorito logo on the side.
Goodness.
It's like a cardboard holder that slides around the taco.
Oh, like for Hot Pockets?
Like that, yes, exactly. Okay. But it's shaped like a taco shell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the Doritos logo on the side of it. They didn't give me one of those.
Did you go up and demand it?
No, I didn't. This is the same Taco Bell, Esmeralda, that I went in one day and they said, yeah, we're out of taco shells and lettuce. This is the Irving Park in California. It's a Taco Bell Popeyes. No, a Taco Bell KFC.
Yeah, KFC.
And so I went in there one day and I just walked up to the counter. And they went, are you ordering KFC or Taco Bell? I go, Taco Bell. Well, we're out of taco shells and lettuce. And I went, what? Why are you open? That's all you serve.
You should have said, just put the taco meat in my hand.
Yeah.
I'll eat it from there.
Yeah. No, I actually ended up getting a burrito. So, they had tortillas back there. So they.
See, they could have fried up those tortillas in KFC oil.
Oh, that would have been good. Oh, man.
KFC. And made a whole new meal idea.
Absolutely. So, anyway. So, get your free Doritos Locos Taco 2 to 6 p.m. today at your participating Taco Bell. And thank the NBA for that. And here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, what's up?
I decided to make you a little jealous here. Years ago, before they changed their meat at Taco Bell, my father-in-law worked at the plant and made the meat down in Dumas, Texas, and used to send me 20-pound bags of the meat.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So about every 3 months, we get a package, and here was the meat.
20 pounds of Taco Bell meat.
Wayne, how was that coming to you?
It was in 2 10-pound bags, and they had them little refrigerated things around them.
Okay, good.
Oh yeah, and it didn't. Yeah. They didn't ship it UPS in a hot box.
Well, I don't know.
They ship. You'd always ship it overnight.
Overnight in a cooler.
Yep.
20-pound bags of. Now they changed their meat.
Yeah, I do. This is now. I'm talking. This is like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they changed the consistency. Something in the meat they changed.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't even know if they make it down there anymore.
That can't be good.
Yeah.
Can you just go to the supermarket and buy some meat?
Yeah. I don't know. All right. I am jealous, Mark. That's fantastic. All right, buddy. Have a good morning.
Yep, bye.
20 pounds of Taco Bell meat delivered to your home.
That kind of freaks me out.
No, not freak. Food. Eat. Good.
And then the fact that he said that the consistency has changed. Just like,
well, they probably don't get it from the same dudes anymore.
Right, but it's just meat.
Yeah.
What are they putting in it that's changing the consistency of ground beef?
Well, maybe they're putting, I mean, it's maybe the, because there's liquid involved.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right, go get your free tacos and then ask them for 20 pounds of meat and see what happens. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 2 for Tuesday, yeah, man. Get your 2 for Tuesday requests in. 312-981-7200. Text in your request for 2 for Tuesday. More Santana on 2 for Tuesday. Hey, during the break, Esmeralda, you got something on your somebody tweeted on your tweet. Tweety?
It was just some news thing tweeted. Some guy invented a tortilla toaster. It can toast 6 tortillas at once.
Oh. Now, how does it
in
work?
In 1 minute. It looks like a toaster. It looks like a toaster, but you put tortillas in it. It heats them up and then...
Do they pop out like toast?
It looks like a... you know those old desks that you used to roll up and down?
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of has like a roller thing, and so you pull it up so they don't fall out, and then you pull it down and they come out. Then you have 6 hot tortillas.
Is it an electrical appliance that you plug in, or do you use it in conjunction with your oven or what?
No, I think it's electric.
So it's like an electric appliance. You plug it in.
Yeah.
Like a roll-up desk.
Which, honestly, I'm like, my mom would be good with this one.
What are they? Is there a? You know, we haven't played. You know, Dan. Maybe tomorrow we can play a round of Would Esmeralda buy that?
I would buy it for my mom.
Can we at the end? Is that cool? Can we do that tomorrow?
We've got a guest in the 4:30 half hour. So
oh, okay. Then we'll do it on Thursday? Yeah, let's do it Thursday. Oh, that's right. We have a guest. Who do we have tomorrow?
We are going to be talking to a documentary filmmaker about sharks in honor of Blake Lively getting eaten this weekend.
Oh!
I didn't know about that.
Oh, that's great.
Well, last minute edition.
Yeah, all right.
I love that. In honor of Blake Lively getting eaten.
Now, we don't know if she gets eaten.
Maybe getting eaten by sharks.
She can't, man. You can't eat Blake
Lively. The possibility of...
No, there is no possibility that Serena's going to get eaten.
Maybe they'll take a toe.
It will not. No, she will not be harmed. Serena will not be harmed. Neither will Blair.
This thing looks awesome, though.
What, the movie or the
toaster? That movie kind of looks neat.
It looks awesome.
Of.
It looks great.
Only because she's cowering in fear in place. I'm like, I'd watch that.
What, do you not like Serena?
I don't mind her, but it's just funny to watch her cower. Like, oh, no, she's on a rock.
It's going to be awesome.
That's the one I saw. She was on a rock and just
cowering. That's pretty much the entire movie. She's like in the shallow part of the water
she's
and there's
someone
a shark.
Getting eaten.
Like two guys get chewed up.
Right.
It's going to be fantastic.
She's just waving, hello, and then boom, just gets eaten.
She's not going to get eaten.
All right.
She's Serena.
All right.
She's going to blow up the damn shark. That's what she's going to do.
Okay. With her
fashion.
With her snarky.
with her fashion. She's going she's going to use her high fashion to kill the shark.
Wow.
And Blair's going to show up and help her.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck Bass. Chuck Bass is going to show up. I'm Chuck Bass.
He's going to hypnotize the shark with his eyes.
Right.
Did you know that I got Chuck Bass a look-alike all the time when that show was on?
Sure.
I did. I used to get it all the time. I used to get it all the time when I was clean-shaven and be like, man, you look like Chuck Bass.
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because of the eyebrows.
Ah.
It has nothing to do with anything else except that we have...
Yeah, like, I was gonna say.
It's the eyebrows.
Just in the sense of fashion.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Because, you know, I dress so much like Chuck Bass.
Oh, sure.
What's Chuck Bass's real name?
Ed Westwick.
Okay.
Why is the...
I ask his DJ Turk, Elif, was hanging out with Penn Badgley the other day.
No! Oh, my God!
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I
Penn
saw
Badgley,
that.
Are you kidding? He ended up...
Mothrex, M-O-T-H-X-R.
He ended up being Gossip Girl in the final episode. He found out that Dan was Gossip Girl.
Way to spoil it.
The show's been off the air for 5 years now. Wait a minute. She was hanging out? Elif was hanging out with Penn Badgley?
It's a nice picture of them.
Ooh!
You are such a fanboy.
Oh! You know, I've shaken hands with Elif, so in a sense, I've touched Dan.
You've touched Gossip Girl.
326.
People are going to misinterpret that. All right. So, John says, Nick, do you remember the massive taco that they used to sell called the Nacho Bel Grande? Well, sure. You can still get that. That's just a bunch of nachos with a bunch of crap poured on it.
Well, that's not a taco, then.
No, it's not.
I guess in a way, it's a deconstructed taco.
Sure. That's exactly what it is. 708 area code says, a lot of fast food restaurants use meat fillers. It's ground up heart and other pieces of the cow. I'm in the food industry, and you don't want to know. But, Nick, enjoy Wendy's because that's fresh, never really frozen. It's and there is ground beef, 20% fat. It's got a 7-day shelf life, and then it becomes chili.
Although, the whole thing with the hearts and stuff, there's a lot of restaurants that do snout-to-tail.
Of course, nothing
cooking,
wrong with that.
So there you go.
I have no problem with that. 708 area code says it's Mexican food and Demolition Man because it's the only restaurant left. Oh, that's right. In the future, Taco Bell's the only restaurant.
Yeah, they survived.
That's right. You know, forgot about that. All right, we got a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about celebrities with albums that you never knew existed, celebrities who made music albums that shouldn't have. And we got that coming up after the news, which is coming up next.